The Pasifika Friday Market kicks off today, Friday the 26th of March, started at 9 a.m. and running through to 4 p.m. The market is part of the Project Recovery Pacific, a community-led initiative coordinated by ASA, ASA Foundation, a South Auckland charity, to contribute towards addressing some of the social and economic needs for Pacific communities in South Auckland. Edwin Puni, coordinator for Pasifika Friday Markets, joins us now live on the phone from the market. Malosui Fulau Afionga, thank you so much for your time today, Atelier.
Alofa Malosui Fulau, Brian, live and direct from the Manurewa Netball Courts. That's where the Pasifika Friday Market is every day, and we are here, and it's been a really exciting every Friday, except for Easter next week, Brian.
Okay, then. Now, the first one today, Atelier, what's on offer today at the Pasifika Friday Market, please?
Well, the food courtyard, where we've got all the Samoan and our Pacific food, the umus, the luaus, the sapasui, the curries, we've got barbecues going, we've got the faausi, the supoesi, the vaisalo. Everything that we've got a taste for in Samoa, we've got it available right here at the Pasifika Friday Market every week now. So it's been a really popular place for even the lunchtime with many of our workers here in Manukau and the factories around and the offices. Now they know the next best place to be to get lunch is here at the Friday Market.
Now, in putting this together, can you take us back to, you know, how it all came about and some of the organisations that you've partnered with to make the Pasifika Friday Market possible?
Well, you know, ASA Foundation, and I've got the CEO of ASA Foundation right next to me, Tofilau, Esther Tofilau. In fact, I've got the chair, Tuala Tangalotusani, walking towards me, and I'll pass it over to them in a minute. But, you know, ASA Foundation has been out there not only doing the measles in Samoa, but when COVID hit, they were out there helping protect our people. So over the last 12 months, we've also seen the challenges that with the loss of employment, people are struggling financially, the need for food. And so the idea is to have a market where we can use what's in our hands. If we're good in cooking, let's make some meals and sell. If we are good in sewing, let's sew some dresses and sell. So that's the whole idea. It's to help our people recover. We can't continue to wait on government, but this is something we can do. Brian, if I can just pass over to Tofilau to say hello, and you can ask a question or two. And I've also got a Tuala here. It would be nice to hear it from the chair and the CEO of ASA Foundation. Tofilau is coming online.
Thank you, and Marosui Fua, Tofilau, thank you for your time today. Tofilau, can you talk to us a bit more about the services for the ASA Foundation and also maybe the importance of an initiative such as the Pasifika Friday Market to help not only serve but also to highlight and promote services available for our Pasifika community as well as, you know, services, you know, available to help them during these trying times?
Yeah, tello for lover, Brian, and thank you for the opportunity. Warm Pacific greetings to all our 531 listeners this afternoon. Just wonderful to be here and actually have this opportunity. As I was walking past, I got stopped. But thank you, Brian. Now, ASA Foundation, who those that don't know, we're a South Auckland charitable organisation, and what we do is actually work with vulnerable families, a lot of the community groups, at over 200 churches, and we connect them to agencies and also local providers, government agencies, and so that's something that we do quite successfully. And so down here at the markets, it's not only about food, but it's also working with our agencies and providers out there, giving out information on a lot of the stuff that our churches and families don't know about. This is the opportunity that can actually come down. So we've had like workshops on housing opportunities. So they're down here with their booth. We've got St. John's, various other church groups and small enterprises. The wonderful thing is actually working in collaboration with agencies such as the Office from MPP, MSD, as well as Pacific Business Trust. Now, a lot of these business people down here, they're entrepreneurs, but here's an opportunity as actually where we can actually help them and also to help them with their business, also take them to the next level. And so, it's just buzzing down here.
Thank you so much, Tofilau. Tofilau, if we could now have a word with Tuala Fatmunumole, please, dear.
Sure, and thank you for the opportunity and to all our listeners out there. Hope to see you not next Friday, but the following Friday. We're here from 9 to 4 p.m., 95 Browns Road, here at the Madurewa Netball Court. Kakte lava, ma ia manuia.
Ia manuia. Now with Tuala, Chair of the ASA Foundation. Tuala, please, can you talk to us a little bit? It's a great offering in terms of the Friday Pacifica Market, you know, the new initiative that's happening. But in terms of the importance of the ongoing work that the ASA, ASA Foundation is doing to serve our Pacifica community, and what other initiatives may be in the pipelines in the near future?
Yeah, look, as my two colleagues have shared earlier, while we are a charity helping to give out the resources that we've been blessed with by organisations such as Kiwi Harvest and others, we're also looking at ways that we can help ourselves. And one of them, obviously, the market that we've done today, where we've got stallholders, different age groups, there are different walks of life who are and selling as a collective. You know, a lot of them, some of them are new. So this is kind of it's different, and there's something that we hope with the support of yourself and your organisation that we can only grow from here. But I see this as a way, or what we us see this as a way where, look, the resources are not always going to be there. So we need to create our own resources. We need to create our own money. We need to create our own opportunities. And we can do that as a collective. And it's something that a lot of us have been asking for. A lot of us have been meeting about for a long time. And us is making it happen right now. Today, we've made that happen.
Awesome. Well, Fafte Tele Lava, Tuala, thank you so much for your time. And if we could please pass back to Tele A. Thank you again. And all the very best for today's market. Fafte.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
Brian,
yes,
we've still got Kekepua here, and we've also got Palangi Boy with the donors. How about a report from Palangi Boy about our donuts, Mama's donuts?
Yeah, just quickly then. Yes.
What's that said on the donuts?
Sorry, le wumba kongaki.
Yeah, that's the case of things. It's been a huge success. And we thank our community, and we see you in a fortnight, not Easter Friday, but the next Friday, we're back here.
Yes. So once again, Telia, for our listeners and our 531 PI community, especially in the Auckland area, details for the Pacifica Friday markets again.
It's at 95 Browns Road. It's the Manurewa Netball Court, very familiar to our communities. Otherwise, you can call Telia on 021-618-042. If you've got a stall or you want to sell something, otherwise, come and have a look and buy some of the products here supporting our families. Thank you.
Fafte Tele Lava, coordinator for the Pacifica Friday Market, Tele Ai, Edward Puni. I'll let you get back to it, but thank you so much for your time today, Tele Ai, and all the very best for today's market. Fafte Tele Lava, ia manuia. Thank you.
Fafte Tele Lava.